Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Former President Donald Trump easily swept Saturday's Michigan Republican caucuses. That's despite a bitter rift over a change in the state GOP party leadership. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta explains.
Trump remains very popular with Michigan Republicans. The former president also won last week's primary. That's part of the state's quirky nomination process. A fight over party leadership, the removal of the previous state party chair, and convention credentialing led some Republicans to hold breakaway caucuses in other parts of the state. Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, the new state GOP chair, says he couldn't stop them, but those delegates won't be recognized by the national party.
Republicans are more than welcome to get together wherever and whenever they want and have a meeting.
Hoekstra, who is backed by Trump, says his job now is to mend the party's finances and organization heading into what's expected to be a very close general election. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, meanwhile, was campaigning in North Carolina this afternoon, just ahead of Super Tuesday, when 15 states and territories vote their presidential preferences. Speaking to supporters in Raleigh, she attacked the leading presidential candidates of both major parties.
It's not normal for Donald Trump to spend campaign contributions on his own personal court cases. And it's not normal for Joe Biden to call opponents fascists and Donald Trump to call his opponents vermin. None of this is normal.
Speaking with reporters, Haley would not respond when asked what her plans will be after voting ends on Super Tuesday. About 5 feet of snow has buried some areas in the Lake Tahoe Basin since the start of the snowstorm that hit the Sierra Nevada in recent days, and at least another foot of snow is expected to fall before the blizzard clears out. From member station KUNR, Sophia Holm reports.
The Lake Tahoe area remains trapped in a blizzard, with the main roads in and out of the area closed. Residents are spending most of their time shoveling snow and staying warm. Mark Haranzo, an attorney who works in New York, moved to the area during the COVID-19 pandemic. He says while last winter saw more snow in total, this storm is stronger than any he experienced last year.
It's a big deal. There's a lot of snow. I don't know when we're going down the hill.
There have been intermittent power outages since the start of the storm, and authorities have asked people not to travel. Blizzard conditions are expected to clear out by the end of the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Holm in Reno.
Firefighting efforts in Texas are expected to be hampered this weekend by warm temperatures, strong winds, and low humidity there. Officials say just 15% of the largest wildfire in Texas history is contained so far. The Smokehouse Creek fire began Monday in the Texas Panhandle and has now consumed 1,700 square miles. At least two people have been killed by the blaze, and as many as 500 structures have been destroyed. You're listening to NPR News. C-130 cargo planes from the U.S. military dropped food and aid to residents in Gaza on Saturday. It's the start of an emergency humanitarian assistance program and comes after more than 100 Palestinians were killed this week as they tried to get goods from an aid convoy. Some 38,000 meals were airdropped in southwest Gaza. U.S. officials say it's the first in a series of food drops. After a very dry couple of months for Hollywood, Dune Part 2 is like an oasis in the box office desert. NPR's Bob Mondello reports.
They call it the water of life in Dune Part 2, the stuff that lets the hero see the future. Might he be seeing a long drought ending for cinemas?
I do see a way. There is a narrow way through.
$32 million in the U.S., counting previews and opening day, plus another $42 million overseas, suggests the epic sci-fi sequel that's set on a desert planet will do what the film industry hoped it would, get people who are used to streaming movies back in cinemas. IMAX and other premium formats are reportedly selling out in many locations as patrons seek out the biggest possible screen.
It's breathtaking.
Leaving nothing to chance, some AMC theaters have additional bait, a collectible and apparently much in demand sandworm popcorn bucket. It sells for $25. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
LeBron James reached 40,000 points in his NBA career on Saturday, the first NBA player to do so. He made the historic basket with 10:39 left in the second quarter of the LA Lakers game against the Denver Nuggets. James received a standing ovation at the next timeout. He's playing in his 21st NBA season. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card,
Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.